Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for our guy, number 84, our favorite tight end. Talk a little 49er football, none other than Brent Jones. Brent, what's going on?
Tommy, what's up? So I talked to Tim, a great producer, and he said, hey, everyone's in a great mood. We're 2-0. It's so nice that you guys aren't in a bad mood. So let's roll, baby.
When have you known us to be in a bad mood, except for really? Kruger?
Oh, come on.
I got to say, Larry reminds me of me. He can be really mad about some execution situations in the game. So, God bless him. Rod is happy and upbeat all the time. You're mostly that.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Like
mostly.
Emmanuel mostly. That might be coming back.
Wow. Oh, you son of a
this guy.
Bitch.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's like 2-drink minimum at the Chuckle Hut.
You're lucky you live in Texas. I can find you if you're still in Danville. Golly, I hate you. I do. 45-1. Hey, can yesterday's game, the way they won it, do almost as much for you, or maybe as much, I don't know, as a dominating victory where you felt like you didn't play all that well offensively, but the defense picked you up. So now you know you got both. You know, you don't have to win with offense. You can find a way and maybe not have your best stuff and still find a way to win a football game back-to-back on the road, a week on the road in West Virginia. How much does that do for you, even though maybe you look at the game and go, we got a lot of stuff to clean up?
So less mature me, which existed until about last year, would have been furious with the offensive production. But way more mature me realizes that, man, this was on the road, hostile environment. Philly's just a brutal place to play. Much better defense. In fact, probably a top 5 to 7 defense in the NFL there in Philadelphia. And so a defensive special team standout game, I'll take that all day long, especially kind of the way we started. You know, Jimmy had the ball sailing on him a little bit in the first quarter. I was a little anxious, quite honestly. He missed a few throws high, and I wasn't really happy. And then he settled down and was deadly accurate the rest of the day. Offensive line, no sacks, and so I think looking overall at the game, man, that's a nice W, especially week two. Now, if that's week 14, you're like, okay, what's wrong with our team? Yeah. But week two, especially being out in the East Coast for 2 weeks in a row, you take it all day long. I'm impressed. And let's face it, I don't think that eventually the offense is going to be the sticking point. You know, we've got some guys we're trying to acclimate. We've got a few injuries bringing guys onto the system. New guys got to step up. Our special teams was spectacular. How about Wisnowski? Hey, Wisnowski.
Wisnowski.
Like, I love saying that. Hey, Wisnowski. Like, two inside the 10. Like, that's just great. That just feels like a guy that's in a college frat. Hey, Wisnowski.
It sounds like the dude in Monsters, Inc., like the Billy Crystal character. It was like Mike. I have to look up his name, but it's very similar.
Great call,
to Wisnowski.
Bro.
I can't remember. And him and Goodman in Monsters, Inc. Anyway,
Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski, there you go. Yeah. Mike Wazowski. I knew it was really close. Yeah, the walking eye.
Right
I knew it was really close.
My great college roommate at Santa Clara was Steve Sazowski. And how about this? You know what? Let's go off the board for a second. Division II, Santa Clara. You know, I was hoping to get drafted. Draft day comes along. You know, ESPN, like you said before, it's off after three rounds. And I got drafted in the fifth. And he calls me and he's like, dude, you're not going to believe it. I got drafted in the eighth round. Like the Giants called him and he thought it was a deke. Guy said, hey, is this Steve Sazowski? We're taking you in the eighth round. He's like, yeah, right. So
don't call back.
Roommates, Division II. Steve Sazowski.
Oh, man. I wanted to ask you about the running game, but since you mentioned Philly, it's a brutal place to play. Did you ever have anybody say anything to you from the fans yelling down or saying something to one of your teammates or doing something that you remember
Philly? Because Rathman, our locker room was rough. Like, if you weren't mentally tough, you weren't going to make it to game day in the NFL. Tom Rathman and Harry Sidney harassed Barry Helton like his whole rookie year at every special teams practice and said, I can't believe we wasted draft choice on you. Barry Helton, you're embarrassing. And he had to go back home to see his psychological doctor. Like during training camp, they sent him back to Colorado for 2 weeks. So, like I said, if you weren't mentally tough, early on, people would pick on you and just be relentlessly harassing you, see if you could actually survive game day. So we're in Philly in 89, and the fans and the warm-ups were just brutal. And one guy behind our bench was yelling, hey, Tom Rathman, you're fat. And you know what? I busted up. I was laughing because Rathman was certainly an instigator. I mean, he obviously is a great guy and one of my good buddies, but I just remember imitating the guy. Going, dude, did you hear that? That is great. And all the fans yelling and screaming, all these upset things. Hey, Rathman, you're fat. And so I said that for like about 5 years.
That was probably the last guy you'd ever call fat on the way outside the stadium, by the way.
You know, we played the one time in Philly that we played was that ridiculous game where Joe got sacked like a million times. And
oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden we came back in the fourth quarter and ripped him, which was awesome.
Was Reggie White on that team?
Reggie White was on that team. That defensive line was just
Brown and those guys.
Unlike today's NFL, there were no rules. So you could headbutt, you could spear, you could lead with the crown of your head. You could
Andre Waters.
You could grab Hulk. Oh, man, he could take out your knee. It didn't matter. Good Andre Waters call. So there were no rules back then. You could beat the living you-know-what out of the quarterback.
And you were playing on green painted concrete.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Terrible turf, right?
You're right, Rod. It's brutal. So we digress.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I was going to tell you, every time I think of Reggie White now, I think of Steve. Steve saying that he sacked him one game. And I guess he knew his dad. I don't know if his dad was his agent or financial advisor or something like that. Anyway, he sacks Steve. He looks down at Steve and he goes, hey, how's your family doing? Your dad okay?
hey, Steve, you need to get out of those muni farms.
But it's an annuity.
It's so good. So good. All right, real quick, back to the running game. What concern do you have? I know it's the Shanahan running game, and they just crank guys out, and it's not that big a deal. Well, it looked like it might end up being a deal after last week. I'm not sure if Mitchell and Hasty are the guys that are going to be carrying the ball 25, 30 times a game. Maybe they are, and it's only one game, because Mitchell looked a lot different against Detroit. But is there any level of concern at all about the running game, and they might have to rely a little bit more on the passing game?
Tom, I agree with you completely. And it's funny that you brought that up. So as a threat perspective, right, so defenses have to account for certain guys on the offense. And with the 49ers right now, you have to count for, of course, the great George Kittle and Debo. And you did have to account for Raheem Mostert, his speed, his elusiveness out of the backfield, catching the ball. And so, yeah, I really do like Elijah. I like the way he runs. Jermichael, the same. He got banged up. But right now, he's not – they're new. They're not really on the board. And so teams aren't having to account for them. Our offensive line really does a heck of a job run blocking. But those guys haven't been threats to break the big one yet, and maybe not as much of a threat in the passing game, which I believe probably we need to do more of, whether it's screens, whether it's just them on swing passes or little option routes. We're going to have to get them involved some way, shape, or form to create this other threat. Because most teams, if you have two threats on your offense, you're good. If you have three threats, all of a sudden it puts the defense in a bind.
Yeah.
And last year, you know, for two or three games when everybody was healthy, you know, we'd have Debo, we'd have Raheem, we'd have George, and we had Brandon Ayuk. Now, Ayuk played over 50% of the snaps yesterday. This is actually pertaining to your question. And he only had one catch. It was a heck of a catch, but I heard he was really busting his tail out on the field. And so we really need him to be what he was last year and growing in this season and to be the threat that he was to really change the way that defenses play us. And we're probably not going to establish that out of the running back position, at least at this point in the season, maybe later in the season. So we can't just be George Kittle and Debo Samuel, because teams can try and take that. Well, you can double both guys and say, we dare anybody else on this team to beat us. George is getting a lot of coverage, a lot of grabbing, a lot of holding, a lot of cloud coverage. Debo is too. He broke free a couple times yesterday, thankfully, and he's a physical specimen. But it really comes down to we need that third threat, and we had it last year with Ayuk, and, you know, obviously he digressed a little bit, or maybe the hamstring thing was real when he was out for 10 days. But there, like I said, there was something going on there, but he played in whatever, 55% of the snaps yesterday. I look for him to have gotten the message and to really establish himself over the next few weeks. I think we're going to be talking about him on the show. Hopefully we are in a positive light. But, yeah, the running back position isn't the same threat that it has been with Raheem.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned, you know, Ayuk, one catch, 6 yards. Do you think that's partly by design? I mean, you know, one thing we haven't seen is we haven't seen Jimmy take hits, and we haven't seen picks, and we haven't seen turnovers. And maybe is having, you know, not throwing the ball down the field when you have a – I mean, it's a good team. There's no question. They had top five defense without Bosa last year, and now Bosa's there, Ford's there. But do you think their lack of passing game is partly out of design, like, hey, let's take care of the football, and this is the best way to do it?
You know, Larry, I don't think that's that far off. I think, I don't know that Kyle goes into a game and says, yeah, I think I want to be conservative and I want to be safe. I just don't think that's in his personality. What I do believe is they're kind of taking what teams are giving them right now. And I think winning the turnover battle, certainly on the road, or at least attempting to, gives you a much better chance, and letting the defense and special teams dictate early on. We talked about this every week, but I just feel like the cohesiveness of a unit hasn't really been established in a game situation, because there's been so many, you know, hey, we're resting our starter season, and it's going to take till week 4, 5, 6 for these guys to start looking like themselves. And I feel like that's coming. But the positive signs in that is Jimmy has not turned the ball over. He looked, I mean, this is strange. He threw for a .190 or something like that. And he started off, you know, throwing the ball high and not very accurate. And I thought, we had a couple of drops. And from that point on, he was pretty much on fire, accuracy-wise. And I thought, you know, he had a couple big plays to Debo down the field. Yep. And his pocket presence, I look at his body language, and he didn't look rattled. He, to be honest, he did the old Joe Montana. Yeah, he's back there. Oh, here comes a guy. I see him out of the side of my helmet. Oh, I'm going to step up. I'm going to be a little elusive. Now, he didn't have a bunch of big yards rushing the ball, but he avoided some sacks, made some throws off of it, had a couple of nice quarterback sneaks. Our Alex Mack, our stud center, is just a beast on those things. You got to give him credit. You don't usually call out the center. But yeah. If the quarterback is getting yards on 4th and 1 and scoring a touchdown on the goal line, your center's doing something right. Oh. So I look at all those things early on and saying, those are big positives. They're going to pay dividends down the line. So I'm trying to look at the glass half full right now. Now, in week 8, will I accept this type of offensive production? No, I'm a cranky old guy. Get off my lawn. I'll be mad.
Britt Jones, our weekly hang with your favorite tight end. He's joining us, as he always does, on the UMA guest line here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. Here is the dumb question of the day. How big of a difference is it, Brent, to be 2-0 as compared to 1-1?
Rod, it really is huge. Just the confidence it gives you, and especially not having played that game at home. That's just, teams will take that all day long. And while it probably wasn't a pretty game, there are games nowadays in today's NFL where if you have a good defensive battle, that's, you know, shake hands with the other team after the game and say, wow, nice throwback game. Everything's ending up 36-35 or something like that. There's a lot of touchdowns. There's a lot of bad defense. There's a lot of pass interference calls. There's a lot of big plays given up. And to see a game that was pretty tightly played, and I think we're also discounting the fact that I think Jalen Hurts is a pretty significant weapon, and I think he's going to develop into one that's going to be a pretty big deal the week prior. You know, he had a lot of yards. Rushing the ball as well as throwing, and to kind of keep those guys locked up, they have some talent. Now, they're not world beaters, but they're pretty darn good. So it speaks a lot about our defense. Bosa having 2 sacks, he's back. That's great. Jimmy Ward had a couple of really nice pass defenses and knocked out Hurts near the goal line. Some of those things, you got to celebrate those things, and being 2-0. Man, it feels like there's a huge weight off your shoulders. And going into this Packers game, let's face it, the Packers are going to have a chip on their shoulder. I'm dying to see what they do tonight. They laid a monster egg, egg being a nice word, on the opening weekend. And so it'll be great to catch the Packers on kind of a short week after travel west. But I just kind of feel like that's setting up for us, and I'm excited. I mean, 2-0 is great. I know that we can nitpick, but by and large, this is a great start to the season. We didn't massively lose any starters yesterday. I know there was a few guys getting banged up. Hopefully, nothing major. And for the way things have gone for this team, we'll take that.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I just want to get your answer. It's kind of a multiple choice question.
Love that.
Okay, let's say you're on offense.
To be right.
You're on offense. It's 3rd and 15 at your own 37. So you got to get to the opposition's 48 to get the first down. You get 13.5 yards. Ugh. So you get just across midfield to the 49.5. So it's 4th and about a yard and a half. But there's offsides on the play. So you can either go fourth and a yard and a half or third and 10. What do you do?
To be honest, I mean, that's why they are the Texans. I would probably take the fourth and a yard and a half and go for it because you're the Texans, right? There's no downside. Everybody already expects you to lose every game. You've got your third-string quarterback in, and it's like, you know what? Let's go ahead and go for it. But, yeah,
Well, let me let the crowd know what.
Attention. And then, you know what? I got to say, the coach owned it. He said, in all the confusion and all the mediocrity, we weren't paying attention.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
We should tell the people listening.
The way the league went yesterday, already coming off a Saturday where I'm just a mad, angry old man about targeting. Like, that's my new thing. Like, I'm going to go to my grave angry at the targeting rule because these are college kids and every tackle isn't targeting. And you know what? Let's go ahead and assess a penalty. So let's not kick kids out of a game. If it's a hellacious hit, something's wrong, let's not kick 18-year-old, 20-year-old kids out of a game. So I'm mad at targeting from college. Then I get to the NFL, and we've got just some horrific, you know, you guys know, at least once a year I got to complain about the officiating. But that guy's not knowing what they're doing and costing teams games in the final seconds. Costing teams games. Like, you have a W instead of an L because the official doesn't know what the L is going on the field. And so it's just, it's, you got to complain about something early on. So yeah, I kind of was amused at the Texans thing, but it was just like par for the course yesterday. There were so many games I was watching where I was like, what is that guy looking at? How are you calling that? That's a touchdown. How is that not a touchdown? The call on the field, we can't even get the replays right. Officials, you know, that's not reviewable. Well, that cost the team the game. Oh, well, too bad. I'm sounding like an NFL mega fan that's just mad at the world right now. But
the taunting, Brent, the taunting is bad. The taunting.
Oh, no, the celebration rule. Okay, yeah, you know terrible. What? The taunting rule. Then charge guys 5 yards for taunting. Or here's my new thing. If a guy taunts another guy, out of somebody, they watch every player of every game of every second. Okay, you know what? Here's how you stop it. For every guy that taunts, you fine him 10 grand for every offense. So after the game, you have a taunting stat. You release it. How many yards per catch did this guy have? Yeah, he lost 30 grand because he had 3 taunts. There's no penalties. There's no, you don't blow up the whole team because one guy is a clown. Let's start fine. If you want to enforce the taunting thing,
it's a good idea.
Make guys stay.
No, I could be with you.
Sorry,
on
I
that.
Was ranting there.
That's okay. I like it. I like it. We should pay off the what the Texans
yeah.
did.
I'm done.
They actually took the fourth and a yard and a half, and then punted.
I know.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So I watched that happen in real time. I taped the Niners game and watched it after the Browns Texans game. And when that happened, I didn't even react. I was just like, yeah, that's about right. I didn't get mad.
Yeah, well, I
didn't yell at the dog.
Nice clue for that guy.
I didn't
way
get up and walk out.
Non-gambler.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, that tracks. Moving on. Water's wet.
Rod looked like Stefanski on the sideline. He was like, what the hell did they just do?
Tom, I didn't even react that much. I was just like, yeah, that is very Texan-like right there.
You know
there.
What
Move
Stefanski
on.
Was thinking? He's like, wait a minute. What do they got at their sleeve over there?
This, yeah,
this
right.
Can't be,
yeah.
This can't be that easy, can it? There's no way they could be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the other team laughing. Yeah. Like, huh,
what are you doing?
Right,
hey,
strategy.
What are you doing over there?
I'm confused
wait, wait
by
a minute.
Your tactics.
What are you doing? Like, there's got to be something
don't fall
to
for
it.
The old, go for fourth and down and then punt it.
Yeah.
Ham Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, brother. Have a great week. Always great catching up with you. And we'll see if we can get you upset about something next week.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be in a great mood. We're going to crush the Packers. It's going to be great. We're going to offensively light it up. We're going to be throwing the ball downfield. Ayuk, Debo, George is going to go off. It's going to be one of those days where I'm calling and we're like, woo-hoo-hoo. We're mid-season form, a week early.
That's good. Nice.
Have a good one. Have a good one, Brent.
All right, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Our guy.
The guy.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.